sorry, I don't want heavy speaking and then miss any of it. But there's two real quick things I need to ask you. I need your consent to record this phone call.
Okay.
So do I have your consent to?
You do.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. And then just to give you an idea of what we're doing with these tapes, the tape recordings and the transcripts from the interviews are going to be deposited in the Bentley Historical Library.
All right.
It's like a primary source library at Michigan's engineering campus. And they will be available for academic research, and, you know, the public will be able to come and listen to them and see them.
Okay.
And so basically, do you assign, you know, rights, title, and interest pertaining to the tapes to the University of Michigan?
I do.
Okay, great. Well, those are the two, like, you know, legal type things. So now I can get started. These are basically just some questions to get you thinking about, you know, any memories, accomplishments that you'd like to share with me. And feel free to stop me, you know, pass on a question you don't want to answer, tell me to stop recording. You know, if we start talking for too long, you can tell me, you know, you want to take a break or anything like that. So, but I mean, take your time, you know, feel free to answer as long as you want to. I enjoy it. So I've really been enjoying conducting these interviews.
All right.
So I guess to get started, could you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Could you describe your family for me?
Both my parents came from Finland. They met in Detroit and were married. And they would have been coming over here before World War I. And as many immigrants, they were very hardworking and relatively poor.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Did I what?
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had one older and one younger brother. And also very close in growing up, not sometimes within the same house, but not always, were my mother's two sisters and their families.
Oh, neat.
They were, both sisters were widowed.
Okay. Let's see, well, what kind of jobs did people have? Like, what did your parents do for a living?
My father was a tool and die maker. Small dies. Most of my memory of his working was with Bureau's Adding Machine Company in Detroit. My mother did laundry for people. My one of my aunts did cooking for families. The other friends, they were various. They did construction work and blue collar work.
Did you know any engineers when you were growing up?
No.
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 Interesting. Well, how did you become interested in science?
Well, first of all, my older brother was a wonderful, wonderful. He was 2 years older than I was, still living. he sort of pioneered the direction we were going. My father, with his technical interests, encouraged that, and I was usually with the two of them doing things. I would note that my brother, when he was in high school, went to a cooperative high school, Wilbur Wright, in Detroit. And from that, they would go 2 weeks to school and 2 weeks of work. And he started with General Motors. And as he went through school and college and things like that, still on cooperative plans, he eventually was working for Charles Kettering. I don't think that name means much to you, but he is the reason why there was a General Motors.
Oh, wow.
And he had a private lab with three engineers working, and my brother was one of them.
Did your family, you know, as you were growing up, did they encourage you to pursue the sciences?
Let's put it the other way. There was no dissent of my doing it.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Can you tell me, did you have any favorite pastimes or activities you liked to do when you were growing up?
I just don't remember.
That's okay. I understand. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast
right
yesterday. So, can you tell me a little bit about your schooling before U of M? Did you go to high school in Detroit?
I went to, where we'll start, I went to Goldberg Elementary School.
Okay.
And one of the shocks that I had when I went there was we had, I was born in 1919, and when the war ended, so I was about, it was about 1924 when I started school, kindergarten, and immediately all my teachers seemed to refer to the fact that being Finnish, that it was so wonderful because Finland was the only country that was paying their war debts.
Really?
And it also, it made me feel very humble that I didn't see why I should be praised for something I had, didn't have anything to do with.
Yeah.
And it made me very conscious of stereotyping.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, then I went to junior high and ended up at Northwestern High School in Detroit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take, like, what was your experience with science like, you know, in your schooling before U of M? Did you take science classes
yes.
in high school?
Well, first of all, I guess I was a good student.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what people are like other than yourself as you're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I made good grades. I was valedictorian.
Oh, wow.
Well, oh wow. and also, it was wonderful. Your thing slipped me now. But Franklin Roosevelt started the New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember I was able to work for one of the professors doing bookkeeping, you know, desk kind of work for him, and earned 35 cents an hour, and I remember how wonderful that was.
Yeah. Was that during high school?
That was during high school.
Okay, that's neat.
Then I was encouraged to try for scholarships,
mm-hmm.
and I had visited the campuses of the University of Michigan and had my heart set on going to Michigan.
Oh, really?
You know, it's just, I remember walking through that long, beautiful law quad.
Mm-hmm.
I was awarded a scholarship at Wayne, and I knew I didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to live at home. Then I got a scholarship to Michigan State, and I really wanted to go to Ann Arbor, and I hadn't heard, and I had to make a decision, and I gambled everything and said no to Michigan State, and sure enough, the U of M scholarship came.
Oh, well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get there, when you got to the University of Michigan,
I think that whole period then is going to be covered adequately. Why don't we just let that go so we don't, my daughter is here and I want to spend time with her.
Okay.
And I'll mail this to you and then you can ask questions if you want.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to move on to, you know, questions then, like past your college years, would you say?
That what? Yes. This covers through 45 and the end of the war.
I mean, if you want, I don't mind. I know you said your daughter's here. I can call it. We can, you know, reschedule for another day if you like.
Well, let's go a little longer, and then we'll see how long it takes.
Okay. Because, yeah, I have no problem. And I can always
mm-hmm.
send a transcript of this interview to your daughter if she would like to read it over, too.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. Okay. Well, can you tell me a little bit about the jobs that you had then after?
Well, I do refer to that and why I moved around so much in this paper. But my two basic jobs, and you see, in 3 years, obviously I wasn't there either one very long, was with chemical engineering in San Francisco, Shell Chemical in San Francisco, and Ethyl Corporation in Detroit. And with both those jobs, I basically helped, I guess I would classify myself as a gopher, helped in studies for new products.
Mm-hmm. What did you do then, you know, following those jobs, following 45?
That what?
What did you do, what was your job following 1945?
Oh, I was married, and I referred to that in my this report I'll send
okay.
you. And my husband went to law school.
And you later got your master's, correct?
Well, I helped put him through school.
Okay. Okay.
through law school. I worked for Badger, who was a retired professor from the engineering school.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I did very much, really.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I ever did very much in engineering.
Uh-huh.
And then my then husband, I had two marriages, came to Kalamazoo. I followed him, and I had four children inside of 6 years.
Oh, wow. Are any of your children engineers?
No, but all four of my children have gone through graduate school.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yes, I'm very pleased with that. But I was a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the youngest one started school, I went back to school, and I'm trying to remember his name. Oh, Thrall, Thrall, Professor Thrall in the math department, a wonderful, wonderful professor, suggested that I might enjoy computer science. And if I went back in that field, this was about 1960, that they would always, I would always find work. Well, I did go back, and we had a very good computer science department here. In those days, it was part of the math department, and they had close ties to U of M and built their curriculum with U of M. And every time I finished a course, it seemed to me I was teaching it. And eventually, I'd have to look. I got my master's, and I taught in the department until I think about 80, no, 70, 70, 70. Again, I'm not good on dates.
Oh.
I taught for about 14 years.
Okay, was that your last job then? You
that was my last job.
Okay, neat. Well, just a few more quick questions. I guess looking back kind of, I'm sure you talked about this during your college year, so I won't get into that too much, but I guess looking at your career after college, did you ever feel like you were discriminated against or treated differently?
That's the whole point of my paper.
Oh, great. Well, then I'm looking forward to reading it. I guess then a couple last questions. What sort of advice would you offer to women, going into engineering or in careers in general?
I don't know. Being a woman isn't easy because our physical bit. My daughter did everything. She's a professional working, has a marvelous professional husband. They both have always worked from graduate school on. They had three children.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how a woman does that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to balance all of that.
I don't know. I did everything serially, which also meant I never even touched the glass ceiling, You really have to give it, to be a full-time professional person, you have to work full-time. I think that the most important thing of succeeding professionally is being taken under the wing of some mentor who takes you along.
Yeah.
And that's a matter of luck sometimes. You know, you can search for the person, but you may not find them. And so I would suggest if a woman decides to get married, they discuss the children's issue very carefully, and they discuss what their roles will be during those very difficult years.
That's very important, finding some kind of balance. You mentioned a mentor, and you might have talked about this in your...
I'm losing your voice again.
Oh, sorry. You mentioned how it's important to have a mentor. Did you have a mentor?
No.
Oh, okay. You wish that maybe there had been one.
But I never really, as I said, I never felt that I never personally felt discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always happy for every door that opened for me. And my ambitions were perhaps slightly separate because I was always married with a husband who was the primary income person. And I was divorced in 1972, mutually agreeable.
Yeah.
And I married, that was after 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And I married the most wonderful man and had 27 years with him.
Oh, that's great.
So I've been very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I would mention that the man I married, Alfred Conable, was regent of the University of Michigan for 16 years.
Yeah, I saw that. That's impressive.
He was a great man.
Let's see.
I do have, and would you like that, a copy of his biography?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll send that with the report.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll say so, yes.
Mm-hmm. All the things that you send me just, will be put in the folder with your tapes, and they'll go to the Bentley Historical
Good.
Library.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess then, lastly, a few final questions. Looking back, is there anything you wish you would have done differently? Do you have any regrets about choices that you made?
Oh, how could I? I've been so lucky.
So you think, though, that for you the best fit was doing things serially, like you said?
I loved being in engineering school.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the studies. I liked it. Was just a wonderful, wonderful experience for me.
Oh, well, that's great to hear that. So you covered most of your University of Michigan years then in your...
Enough so that you might want to, if you want to ask, you can call me back and ask me some other questions after reading this.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Well, then I'll let you go so you can, spend some time with your daughter. But,
well, nice to talk to you, Kate, and good luck on your career.
Oh, thank you. But when I get the report and look it over, if I have any questions...
Feel free. Free
okay.
to. And if I'm not home a lot, I won't get around. And if I'm not here, I have your number, and I will tell me when I should call you back, and I will.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, and hopefully, we'll be in touch soon.
Good. Okay.
Bye. Take care.